Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, Sif Hey.
Excuse me.
Motiv Tegalo Hamid Pacha Sobiv HaSefer Torah. Well, you go to Sefer Torah, Kishakarcha B'mit Pachas. So the right way to do it is not to hold the wrapping in place and then tighten the Sefer Torah inside of it, but wrap the wrapping around the Sefer Torah. Okay, so Mishaburah Sifkatan Chaf. Below Yiglo Pirish, Shalom Yerch is Hamapa B'yodu, Yiglo Sefer Torah Siva. You don't hold them up in place and wrap the Sefer Torah into it, they don't cover the Torah, because that's not covered for the Torah. Okay, so that was the cloth going around it. Now, what about.
I'll follow that. What would be the point of that? You wouldn't keep it closed. I mean, if this is Sefer Torah, you have the mappa here and then you wrap it around like this, so what's it doing?
I mean, to tell you that I can have a full picture, but I don't.
We need an illustrated Mishnah Berurah.
What?
We need an illustrated Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah, that's I agree with that. Okay.
I'm assuming the Sefer Torah looked the same like it does now. Maybe it did.
Okay.
What do you mean, maybe it didn't? Okay. I mean, they hasn't been on, essentially, forgive me for calling it, two sticks and rolled
have
up.
Have you seen the Sefer Torah?
Okay.
So obviously we don't know.
Okay. Sifov. A girl will Sefer Torah besuch a tik.
Even theirs is on
so
sticks.
So what they would do is like this.
You just did hay?
We just did hay. So okay. So a person would take the Sefer Torah, it hasn't been fully tightened, put it inside the mantle, then tighten it inside of the mantle. So he says, you shouldn't do that. That's improper to do. Mishavur says, why? He tightens it up inside. Because if you haven't tightened it first, then you put it in, it's going to go in loose, etc. So it can get caught, it can tear. So that's not a good idea. Okay. Sif Zayin. Ein mafter maskel ashiyigmru legal la sefer Torah. So the person who is the mafter in a case where there is a haftarah should not start the process of the haftarah until we finish rolling the sefer Torah. Kadesh shelo yehei hagerlo torud v'yuchol lishmaya haftarah. Because we don't want the people which are dealing the magbi and the gerlo are still busy wrapping the closing up the sefer Torah. And they can't focus on the mafter, and there's a chiyuv to listen to the haftarah. Okay,
so we really started as soon as the sefer Torah is wrapped up. Doesn't give really the guy a chance to get back to his seat.
Okay, he's not busy with something else.
Yeah.
It is a good point what you're saying. I'll get to it in a second. Let's see, Mr. Bruce. Maskel. So this issue.
The Hagba guy has no issue because
he ain't going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, but shouldn't somebody be hand him like a...
That's the Baal Hagba, not the Gleilin.
No, but somebody should hand him something so he can read the half Torah, no? While he's holding the Torah?
Yeah.
That's the Hagba guy, not the
Gleilin
guy.
People do that, the Rabbi does it.
Yeah. So Masl, Chabez. A filo loimer birchos of Torah. So not only should he not start the half Torah until they finish rolling, he shouldn't even start the birchos of Torah before they finish rolling. Because there's a halacha, like we mentioned before, that you have a chiyuv to listen to the bracha of the haftarah as well, not just to the haftarah, but even to the bracha of the haftarah. Now, Abu B'Shenu B'Chamisha Shomer Mihiratzin Achar Akriya. We say that the hiratzin that we add in on Shenu B'Chamisha in Tzorach LaHamtin Adagarlo Dena Elaminik. That already is, it's not a key of government for a person. It's a minute that we say it, so even if the person did not necessarily hear all the words, it's not going to be something which is ma'akev. Even though it's mentioned, this is a minute for Duma. This mention is mentioned already in the Siddur of a Rav Amram Goyin.
Rav Amram Goyin?
Yeah. And so that's like, which is the first Siddur that we have. The first Siddur, the first known Siddur.
So it's like about the 8th century?
It was about the 800s, yeah.
Wait a minute, did we never had a siddur before that?
The siddurim, there's no siddurim from before that. The Gemara did not have it. We don't have a siddur from the Gemara. The first written siddur, which has a nusach of siddur in it, is from Rav Amram Goyin. And this Hirotzen is there, but still it's not a chiyav. It's not a chiyav gomer. It's a minig, and therefore if you're still being Isaac and Hagman Gavivah, it's not a problem.
So days when we don't say Tachlin should both feel a word to say Kaddish until they're done? Well, naturally they're going to return to Sefer Torah.
We have a copy of the Siddur of Rav and Gaon. We have it?
Well, we have printed versions of it.
We don't have the original.
I'm not sure the original's around, but there's been multiple copies made over the centuries.
Was it Ashkenaz?
It was Ashkenaz, actually.
Well, where was he living? Babylonia?
Yeah. The old Sefer Torah. I'm Gadim Shikosov, the Minig Lahamtin ad etzim Gemar Glilis a Sefer Levad, Af Shalakurcho Adayin Hamapo, though. Achmirashilo Mashmakain. So Rashi says the point was that he should be able to focus, so included in that is you have to be putting the cover on as well. The Rima Gadim said the main issue, the more says, until they finish rolling, closing it. So as long as you finish closing, even though you haven't put on the mantle yet, the Rima Gadim says you can go ahead, but Rashi says not like that. And the Mishnah Berurah is basically pointing out that we should be nerd like Rashi, that we shouldn't start the bracha of the Haftarah until they finish putting on the mantle. What about putting on the breastplate and the yad or the ksorim, etc.? So it's mashed over here that's not an issue, but there's a sefer. The my sefer brings it from. There's a sefer Lekat Kemach. So there's two Lekat Kemach. There's the old one, and there's the one called HaKadosh, the newer one. So he raises the question. He says, if the point is that they should not be busy with something else, so that's what they're going to be doing right now. They're still Torah. So you really should wait till after that's done as well. That's what he suggests.
But they're still Torah.
Torud. That was the word that the Shulchan Aruch used.
What does Torud mean?
Torud means they're still distracted. Okay. Sif Ches. V'yayim she'esh b'shnei sifri Torah. The day where you're going to be reading from two different sifri Torah. So the loch is lo yiftachu hashniya lo yisera mapa actually yiglalu harishin. So you do hagba on the first sefer, and now you want to open the second sefer. So you should not open the second sefer until you finished rolling and closing the first sefer. You shouldn't even remove the mantle off of it. Nothing. But one thing we do is we put the second sefer on the shulchan before we do hagba on the first sefer. We don't want to have the interruption. But we don't take out one, lay from it, do hagba, put it back, and take out the second one. We take out both at the beginning, and we wait with holding the sefer Torah. Okay. Zogt the Mishnah Berurah. So why don't we start the second one until we finish with the first one? The Mishnah says you don't try and make bundles of mitzvahs. So the more the actual application of that, the standard application of that, the more it is that we don't try and do too many things. We're not trying to conserve money over here and conserve energy and conserve time. And, you know, I'll use the same case of bracha for the purpose of Birchas HaMazon and for Shai Brachas. What do you do cups for? Because they know some mitzvah, you don't bundle up, you know, put multiple mitzvahs on one case. Use two cases. We make Kiddush Abdullah in the same case. The more asks the question, the more it says, because they're both in the same topic of the Kedushas Yisrael, which is mentioned over there. The Mekadosh, and there's Mekadosh, that your mouth the Mekadosh or Kodesh.
You also use the Kodesh Shalash Judas for Abdullah a lot of times too.
Right, so that's not the same time.
You're putting it away. You're putting it away.
Right. So forgive me for raising what I think is maybe a contradiction. What about the Arba Minim? That we do make a bundle, the Dafka.
Yeah, that's not the issue. The issue over here is trying to bundle up multiple mitzvahs instead of doing them each one separately, trying to do them trying to get away with doing all one thing altogether.
So
that's the Pasha Taitcha the Gemara.
Are you saying that the Arba Minim is one big mitzvah, or
Arba Minim are one mitzvah? Yeah,
it's all one mitzvah.
Right. The, if you only have three of the minim, you're not yotzei anything at all. You're not. It's not. It's the mitzvah is all four together. But over here, a person has the mitzvah to do shevroch, the mitzvah to do bench. He says, you know what? Why should I use two kais? I can use one kais. I'm sorry. No. You don't bundle multiple mitzvahs together in one thing, one package. That's the Pasha Taitcha, the way the Gemara uses it. The Chiddush over here is, so like, you know, I'm trying to get everything, you know, you've done one mitzvah, and before you finish the first mitzvah, you haven't put away the first Torah yet, you haven't finished closing it up, you're running to do the next one. So that's the more the application, that's a similar thought process, that you're not trying to give one its own time, space, etc.
So, on Sukkot, doing Hakafas right after, how long would that be? Since you don't want to take out the Esrog rule again, that fall in that category?
But what the point is over there, once one mitzvah is finished, it's not a problem to do the second one.
And that's not considered bundling mitzvahs, one right after the other?
I don't know, it's an interesting question. Okay. So you don't open the second one until you finish Hashigla Rishon B'Mapashalah, which means you rolled it and you covered it. Okay, one point. Next point is you don't take off the first one before you place the with unless you already place the second one on the bima. Emesalka min Hashulchan. So why should you sichudaitim in the mitzvah? We don't want you to have a gap in between. U'menichin Hashniya al Hashulchan. So what we do is we put the second one there before the Kaddish. We say the Kaddish over both Svarim, even though the Kriya really was from the first one. So the Kriya then Kaddish is on the first Sefer, not on the second Sefer. But we put it there already, since we're going to be placing it anyway, we'll be able to say the Kaddish over both. So then we do Hagba. We roll it, we cover it, and then we open the second sefer up. There's three sefer Torah. So we have a few times a year we can end up with three sefer Torah. One example is Rosh Chodesh Tevis and Shabbos. Okay. So we finish the first sefer. And what way we do it is we lay in the whole parsha usually probably parsha's miketz, we lay in all the parsha's miketz in six aliyahs. So we put we finish the first sefer, you put the second sefer there, but then on Rekadosh, because we still haven't had seven kriyim, you haven't said people got aliyahs yet. Rakma bia rishana, regardless. But the reason why you put the second sefer there is not for the Kaddish. The reason you put the second sefer there is like the Shulchan Aruch says, because you don't take the first one off until the second one is there. So you can't take the first one off until you put the second one there. Even you're not going to take the Kaddish till later. You put the second one there, you do Hagba on the first one, you roll it up, you cover it, then you open the second one, and you do the Kriya of this on the second one. Then, before you take off the second one, you have to put the third one down. That'll be the mafter. Now, you don't have to put the first one there again. The point is not to have all the swarm. The point is that you shouldn't be misiyat das on the mitzvahs that you're doing. So you don't want to take away the previous mitzvah before you place the next one there. So right now, that the second sefer and the third sefer, the first one is already done with. So you now So you put the second and the third on the second is there. You put the third one on. You say chatzi kaddish over those two, and then so you do hagbo on the second one with rolling it, covering it. Then you open the third one and you call up the mafter. Okay, now. Just taking them out, he said, let's go 1 second, you know, why don't we take one out, read it, finish with it, put it back, and then do the next mitzvah. Taking them both at the same time is like a shtickle, chavilas, chavilas. He says, no, if you're just doing the tzor, but you're not doing the act of kriya from it, that's not considered chavilas, the fact that you're taking it out at the same time.
What should be considered chavilas?
Taking out both swarm at the same time, we could have argued, is also a problem with mitzvahs chavilas. Right? If you're supposed to give each mitzvah its focus and its due, we should argue, take out one sefer only, read from it, finish it, put it back, and take out the second sefer at that point in time. Well, we could have argued otherwise, like, why you take them both at the same time? It's more convenient. That's chavilas chavilas.
But that's what we do, isn't it?
So that's what you're saying. That's not a problem with chavilas chavilas, right? Just the chitzah alone is not considered chavilas chavilas. So that's what the Ramah is saying.
So why is it? I'm confused now. Why isn't it considered chavilas chavilas? I don't get it.
The point is that I'm not doing both mitzvahs at the same time. I'm just doing the act of chitzah at the same time. So if I would try and read from both swarms, like, you know, let's, you know, double up and you read from here and I'll read from there. I said, whoa.
Oh, that won't work. Okay, fine.
Right, but I'm just almost taking it out and I'm sitting it over to the side. Right, that's not considered a chasar and a chavilas. We hold the second one. We give it to somebody to hold, who will sit there with it until the time of the mafter. It shouldn't be just being ordered. It should be held by somebody. Okay. You should not give it to a young child to hold. It has to be at least somebody who is for sure not, even if he's not a bar mitzvah, but he's somebody at least of age, of understanding, etc. But preferably it should be an adult. He should not sit directly behind the Bali creation, but he should be over to the side of the Kare and the Oila, because they end up with their backs to the Sefer Torah, which is he's holding. He should be over to the side a little bit.
They have like a place that they put the Sefer Torah without someone holding it.
Yes, yeah, so Rashi has a very strong chub against that.
Against that.
Yeah, he doesn't like that very much. He holds it's not considered being Karmoya, and you have to stand the whole time it's in those holes.
Wow.
So, it would not be very effective in what it wants to accomplish. Okay. Simon Kuf Memches. Now, Here, Irving would like his illustrated Mishnah Berurah again. Okay, so the Gemara says this, and I can picture exactly what they did. I'm not sure what they did, but so the ancient tzibur reshar lahav shet ateva betzibur kozman shema besekneses. So the Gemara says that you can't be mafshit the teva. The teva is where they read, so you can't undo it as long as the people are still there. They wouldn't keep the Sefer Torah there. They would keep it in a different, safer building. Because remember, their shuls were outside of the city. So, you know, we have to talk about the lachos. It's not safe to come back at night by yourself with a triple the Sefer Torah. You're going to leave there, right? So they didn't keep the Sefer Torah. They would keep the Sefer Torah somewhere else. Okay.
Were they afraid of robbers, of fire, or what?
Robbers, right? And the manager was robbers. So here we are, and we're going to take the Sefer Torah away. So the place where they would put it while they were there was only a temporary place for it. They would actually take that apart and put it away, also the table. So they don't do that till after davening is over. You don't do it like, no, davening, finish landing, you know, everybody else is saying ashtray, and the gabbai is, you know, closing it up. Whoa, like, what's your rush? You know, don't kick us out, please. Achatar chatzibur hulisakev shom, fine. Zatim eshibur. Again, if I can tell you exactly, I know exactly what it looks like, I don't. That's why Irving would like to illustrate Mr. Burr. Okay, lahavshe the teva, but welcome the teva perusha aron hakadosh. Over here, it's referring to the. We'll see in the use later on. The teva refers to the box that withholds the sefer Torah. What we refer to as the aron. That's what it usually means. The teva morakan shulchan sefer Torah munach alav kishkaron bay. This being the exception throughout the halachas which will be coming up, teva will mean the aron, but in this specific instance it's referring to the table where they read. So they finished reading, and so you want to take it apart, take the table apart, don't do it. Shemishaberis, but Persian begot him loyim sub of a table, the Khwaid Sefer Torah, they would cover it with a nice covering. Then when they would leave, they would take the Sefer Torah away. And now you just have the table there. Lo yafshit habashliach tzibur hateva bifnei hatzibur. He shouldn't undo the table, the coverings, etc., whatever you're going to do. Right now, shetarach tzibur lisakim shom ad ima sefer Torah ad sheyafshit as a table. Alamolach sefer Torah vehem yotzim acharon. Kamashikosu v'tchoyzul v'tzeknesu mafshit a table. So I don't know why the order would have been, the order should have been, apparently saying, theoretically what should happen is, they pick up the Sefer Torah, they close up the Teva, I guess they take it with them, I don't know why they have to do it right now, and so everybody's, he's ready to take the Sefer Torah, they're all going to accompany him as they take the Sefer Torah out, he's busy undoing the Teva to take with them also, everybody's waiting for him, says, you know what, go with the Sefer Torah, put it away, everybody will go with the Sefer Torah. And later on, you'll come back and you'll take care of the table and you'll have to take a second trip. That's tough luck on you. Again, I don't compliment see 100% what exactly they, why couldn't they leave the table there? Why would everybody have to wait for him closing the table? Why was there a need to take it with him? I'm not sure but exactly what it looked like, but apparently that was something which they did. Okay. Simakubam test. Shatsibar lo yitzo mi besa knesses achi yitzniu sefer Torah. So, you can't leave until they put the Sefer Torah away. So, like we said before, you can't leave. Once they open the Sefer Torah to read, you can't leave unless you have a Tzarech Gadol. And afterwards, also, you shouldn't leave before the Sefer Torah is put away. That's only a problem if the whole Sefer leaves. If an individual person leaves, that's not a problem. But the whole Sefer says, you know, we got to go, and the Sefer Torah, well, you know, the guy will put it away. That's not proper.
But you're talking about, like, regular, in just a regular, let's say, Shabbos service. While the Torah is there, you can't leave. Let's say you need to go to the bathroom. Is that considered a tzarech gadol?
Yeah. Okay. Remasim a Sefer Torah by Sacher. Now, the issue over here is not that you're putting it in Oren here, you're taking it to a different place. Like you mentioned before, that's such a possibility. So, Imein, the Baisikhanes is Pesach Echad. There's only one door through which you go out, so the Sefer Torah goes out first. So, Tzrichim Nisakim Achietzu HaSefer Torah. Everyone will have to wait till the Sefer Torah goes out. V'yelchu Acher of the Mokum Shemathim Oyser Shom. And then you accompany the Sefer Torah. As it goes, to bring it to the second to the place where you store it. So nobody should be walking out before the Sefer Torah, and then everybody will walk out accompanying the Sefer Torah as they go along. Now that's it. There's only one door. If there's two doors, I'm not leaving before the Sefer. I'm not walking out in front of the Sefer Torah. I'm going out the other door. So then you chalom otzis bepesach echad kadam shi'etzi. You can go out door number one even before the Sefer Torah goes out door number two. But there should be people who can accompany the Sefer Torah through the door where it is going and taking it to where it has to go. And even the people watch walk out, they can go out first through the other door, but they should still accompany the Sefer Torah, unless they have a reason why they can't stay. But the Yachid, they should, in general, when you see a Sefer Torah moving, you're supposed to accompany it. A common issue you have, which I said, they take a Sefer Torah from one room to another room in a building. So let's assume that's not a problem to do that. But whoever sees the Sefer Torah is supposed to accompany it.
Not just stand up.
You're supposed to accompany it as it's traveling.
So if you're in like the back right corner of yeshiva, you're supposed to like go towards the, just start walking towards the bima, even if you're not going to get there.
No, the point is you should be going. If the Sefer Torah is going out the door, you should be walking with it. So they take the Sefer Torah from the main base matters to the small base matters, and I'm standing there by the doorway. I should stop whatever I'm doing and walk the Sefer Torah to the small base matters. If I'm standing in the front and the Sefer Torah goes by, I should walk by. I don't just stand still. I walk with it. I don't have to leave my place to Malavit. But if Sefer Torah is near me, I have to be Malavit. Okay. Hakol. They don't take it to another place. They put it in the shul. So whoever the Sefer Torah is passing by should accompany the Sefer Torah as well. And that's true actually both directions. That's true from as it's going out to the bima. Right. So if you ever dive in the Gula, you'll notice that Sefer Torah passes by right behind him and he walks the Sefer Torah all the way to the bima, because that's the law. He's supposed to walk until it's placed.
Rabbi Heinemann's Rabbi Gudish.
Yeah. Can a girl yell at her Sefer Torah out of the Oren? Why would Shemach Sheikh Zero and Sefer Torah the Mekayma? The person does the Hagba and the Galila, the girl should walk behind the Sefer Torah till the point where the Sefer Torah has been put away. The person, the Magbiyah and the girl, actually the Magbiyah does the rolling as well. So he's really the girl of the Gemara, the person who got the mitzvah of Galila, was really the actual, what we would refer to as the person who was called the Magbiyah, the person who gets Hagba. It's a good idea to train the children to kiss the Sefer Torah. Okay, the Sima Shabbarism will hold it here. Atshetzniu. Shein Zedar cover the Torah, Shinichu Leyechulehem. You know, the Sefer Torah is waiting to be transported to where it has to go. Everybody's leaving. That's not covered for the Sefer Torah. Mari Welcome Shemina Latzniya Sefer Torah Akra Welitziyah. Now, Mishabur says this is all relevant in a place where they put the Sefer Torah back after Uvalitziyah. Because the Lav Hachi. You're not supposed to leave before a volatziyot. So he's saying anyway. So in a case where they put it back before a volatziyot, of course you have to stay. The kiddush over here, they already said a volatziyot, and they already said the kaddish is gob. And now they're putting the tzibur back. It's okay, I'm going to leave it. No, so the tzibur can't do that. A yachid could, the tzibur can't. Rak yachid. Two or three as well. The Tom, the Ishkab and Sefer Torah, Kim and Shadayim, Roy, but Sefer Shom, as long as the majority of the Sefer is there. Rabbi Pippi Chodesh. Rabbi Pippi Chodesh, Shem Tzad Loimer, Tav Basic Nesses, Gufa, Gehekel, Ramo. A Mersin is on the Baisakar, but called Gavna, Phil Yachel, Yetzikar, and Sefer Torah, El Yamtan, Achi, Yetziwa, Ayn Shom. This is all a heter that he's putting away in the shul, and I have to leave the shul. But if the Sefer Torah is leaving the building, and I'm leaving the building before the Sefer Torah leaves, that's improper. That's the Prima Gadam's Makadosh. So Yechum Yitzhakim, even though the people go out the other door, can't go home, or can't go wherever. They have to. They can go out the door first, because they're not going in front of the Sefer Torah, because there's another door. But they still have to be Malava. So you can't walk out in front of the Sefer Torah. And then Yechum Yitzhakim, everybody else will go behind it. Last is Lahidr the Lavoy. So there's a Hidr of accompanying it. You go after Hashem, you follow after Hashem. So Chazal were masmet, that means that the Sefer Torah represents Hashem, and you're walking behind it. We're going to allow you. It doesn't look like you're going out before the Sefer Torah. You're going out the other door. You can't leave. You go out the door first, but you can't leave, so you have to go outside and wait for the Sefer Torah to come out and then accompany it. Okay, in the shul as well, you should, whoever the Sefer Torah passes in front of them, which means within their dalanamas, so they should accompany the Sefer Torah. So Pasha, this halacha is referring to a person who is within dalanamas of the Sefer Torah. So the Torah is passing by him, so he has to accompany. To leave your seat to go, you're not mechuyev to do mikra din, but you know the Shabbat does not mention that. There are others who mention that there is an inyan of the Shari Ephraim already mentioned the idea that you should leave your seat to come and be the, you know, like if the king would walk by, he says, they're not passing by me, I don't have to go. You wouldn't say that. You'd say, I want to go see the king. So you'd want to be makarv yourself to the Sefer Torah. But that's a separate chiyuv. It's not this halacha.
What is it?
Of accompanying it. That's just being makarev to be present, not necessarily to accompany.
What's the difference?
If a Sefer Torah is passing within your Dalai Lamas, you have a chiyuv to accompany it. So if you're sitting in the front part of the shul where the Sefer Torah is actually going, you have a mitzvah to accompany it. You're sitting, let's say there's 10, there's a very big shul, and there's the bima, there's 10 rows of seats between the Oren and the bima, and then there's 10 rows behind. Bima is in the middle of the shul. So I sit in row number one, so the Sefer Torah walks by, I should walk the Sefer Torah all the way to the bima. That's one din. There's another guy sitting all the way in the back of the shul, so he's not being malabed to Sefer Torah, but there's an inyan of him coming forward to greet, as it were, to see the Sefer Torah. So the garlol should accompany the Sefer back to the Oren, and it applies to the Magbiyah as well. Now, v'chein noigin b'magbiyah, the lashon of the Ramah is v'chein noigin b'magbiyah. The Ramah quotes this Hagos Maimonides that the garlol should accompany. And he says, and that's the minhag which we have by the Magbiyah. So it sounds like it's only the Magbiyah. Masha the minhag genu hu b'magbiyah b'lechud. So the way the Ramah seems to say it is the minhag is the Magbiyah, who is the main golel, he accompanies the Sefer, but the garlol can go back to his seat. Now, so the Magbiyah many times is the person who holds the Sefer Torah as well. So they take the Sefer Torah back, he's there. The girl went back to a seat, you know, they laid Haftarah, you know, whatever, you know, they said Yukaburkan. Well, he should come back to the where the Sefer Torah is and accompany the Sefer Torah. Okay. Now, what the once is, so the minigat to Mimalava till it gets into the Oren. You don't have to stand there, like, you know, till they close the Oren. That's a separate, you know, the issue is Mimalava the Sefer Torah. You were the one who, as we're closed it up, so part of your process is now accompanying until it's put away. You were part of the process of putting it away, as it were. So finish that. It's put away. Now, you want to shut the Oren? That's a different issue. Right, like I said, Mikra, then once it's in the Oren, it's considered Bim Karmai. So, you know, he doesn't have to stand until he finishes Eitz Chaim Heath, if he doesn't want to, you know. I mean, I'm get involved in the minhag of the shul, you know. But Mitzad Din, you don't have to stay at that point in time. Minhag Poshet, Shabbatarach Yiluchah, Minateva, Omer Sheikh Tzibur, Bat Tzibur, Minimizel David Havu. As you're taking the Sefer Torah back, we see the capital of Mizmel David. The meaning is, we say the capital during the week of the Shabbos Mincha, the David Mizmor, and Shabbos morning we say Mizmor David. So one question which comes up is like, how much of this is chiyuv? I'm holding behind. So they, you know, they said you can perkut, and they said avarachim, and they said ashrei, and I'm still holding an ashrei, and they start, you know, bringing the Sefer Torah back. Do I interrupt? And they say mizmor David? No, I continue my ashrei, finish my ashrei. If I then they're still being malah, they're still carrying the Sefer Torah, also mizmor David. If not, they finish. The meaning is to say it while you're moving. So you would say uvnachiyomar. Okay.